Good Lord. What the heck?
What just happened?
Fonse.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know of all my jokes. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
So, our segment, 5-7 minute segment thing, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, real quick. I'm going to read something. I'm not going to provide any context until I'm finished, okay? I'm just going to read something, okay? Excuse me. Let me get my reading glasses here. All right, you ready? Definitely let everybody know fast about their trade secret and ownership percentage symbol here. Theft. The first 2021 of the whole organization behind Mental Voice and people following their commands have been stealing all of whole world's and internal trade secrets and ownership percentage symbol again. Open parentheses. All investments, businesses, and professionals. Close parentheses. Through hack, brain, and spread since 2014 and earlier, all of their properties came from theft using the same method. In the process, they committed batteries and homicides. Open parentheses. Theft included non-money related trade secrets and assets of all types. Close parentheses. It ends with a residence of Hacienda Heights, California, 91745. Okay. Now that I've read it, what do you guys make of that? Exactly. So here's the context of that. I just read that from a piece of paper, and that piece of paper was handed to me after I saw a movie. I was actually leaving the theater, and some guy, as I was walking out, handed me this piece of paper. And like I'm sure the rest of you guys, when somebody hands me a stranger hands me a piece of paper, I just keep walking. You know what I mean? I just don't make any eye contact. I don't do anything. I just keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was on the paper until I got in my car, I looked at it, and I had read what I just read you guys, and I have no idea what this is about and stuff like that. And what's funny is, behind the paper, nowhere else on the paper has there any kind of like follow-up information, like, hey, this is like, what do you call it, go to this.com and stuff like that, go to this website, this is where there's a meeting. Like, this is just a rambling statement about, I have no idea what this is about and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And the other thing I want to mention is, like I said, when the guy was handing me the paper, I kept walking. And the funny thing is, he actually kept walking. It's not like he tried to stop me or he wanted me to talk to me. You know what I mean? He just handed me this paper and he kept walking to the next person. It's like, I don't know what this is about. You guys have any idea, any clue, or just a rambling of a crazy person?
I think it's just a rambling of a crazy person. We get those all the time in the in our laundry room. Mm-hmm. Like some crazy person will just write a manifesto of some sort or mm-hmm. their yeah. essay opinion or something, rambling about their neighbor or something. And they just, and then you read it and it's like a total rant. And it's like, okay.
This has no.
Put it on like, Reddit. Nobody cares here in the building. We're doing our laundry.
Are those people like, the person that gave this to me was like a probably early 30s Asian guy. Kind of, he's well kept. He wasn't like a homeless guy right there. He obviously gave him free. He could obviously afford Kinko money. You know, he went to the printers and printed this on Kinko's.
Kinko's is still around?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But anyway, he printed a lot of these at Kinko's, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like, but aren't ramblings usually from like a guy who's kind of a little more living on the edge of society and stuff like that? This guy seemed like he presented pretty normal is what I'm trying to say. But this is just bizarre.
This one lady that I was talking about that like went on every floor and like was handing out these pamphlets about how she hates her neighbor and like why and mm-hmm. like a whole essay. 2 pages back, front and back.
She felt that shit.
She was a professor and she was batshit. So like, looks can be very deceiving.
But the thing is, I'm assuming the ramblings of that hate letter kind of made sense. Let me read the first sentence again. Definitely let everybody know fast about their trade secrets and ownership percentage. Theft. Like, what is that even? Because I also try to think
is
of it.
Is it poetry?
It's poetry. Because the thing is, the guy was Chinese, right? I'm assuming he's Chinese and stuff like that. But so I try to think of it like in converting into like Mandarin Chinese, like me thinking of it that way. But that's
like literally translating it.
Yeah, it's like that doesn't even make a lot of sense. It's like, I don't know. The first 21 of the whole organization behind Mental Voice and people following their commands have been stealing all of whole world's and internal trade secrets. That doesn't make any sense in any language, I don't think. You know?
That sounds like a schizophrenic rant, like an actual psychological schizophrenic rant. Like this person was probably having an episode.
But do people, but do they, but sycophant, isn't this like a, that's an media thing? Do they really commit it to a paper, like a Word document?
Yeah.
I guess it, and yeah. save it?
Yeah.
And send
yeah.
it to Kinko's? All right.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, that's just a bizarre thing that happened to me a few months ago. I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Yeah, sadly, I mean, I live in New York. I see this isn't the craziest thing I've heard. Mm-hmm.
The last time I got something like that was it was on the dash of my car, mm-hmm. Windshield wipers kind of thing. Yeah. A person handing it over to me, that hasn't happened, but I have seen that kind of flyer before.
Wild stuff, man. Wild times we live in.
Yes. All right.
All right. Who's next?
Who's next?
Ruthie?
Oh. No. What was I going to talk about? Oh, Facebook. So I don't know if, yeah, well, you guys have probably gotten my Facebook invite by now. Yes, I finally caved in and I signed up again for Facebook, a new one, after 20 years of having my old one, which Albert actually helped me sign up for in 2004.
Did I really?
And, did you really? Did you? I think you did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, wait, no. I think you introduced me to Friendster.
Mm.
And then we got on LinkedIn.
I miss Friendster.
What did I say LinkedIn again? LinkedIn is now embedded in our hands.
Hey, damn LinkedIn.
Facebook. So, okay. So, well, one of the main reasons, aside from I love you guys and I've added you. Jami, I still can't find you.
I'm not on Facebook. This isn't 2004. This isn't 20
well,
years ago.
Like I said.
I'm with the young people. I'm on TikTok. I'm a Gen Z. I'm Z Gen
you mean,
X.
Are you on X? Yeah,
yeah. I'm
yeah
Gen
you're
X.
On X and
yeah,
exactly. and all that. So yeah. So like one of the reasons why I actually added it on is because I've been trying to look for this lamp that was sold at IKEA from like 10, 15 years ago. And sometimes you never know on Facebook Marketplace that you could find some random things that people are selling. So that was like one of the main reasons why I got back on. But also like I was just never gonna. There was just no way that they could find it. Like. I signed up for Meta Verified. I asked them for help. They just kept on asking me for the link to my own profile. I'm like, you assholes. Like, this is why I signed up for it. I give you my information. I pay you. And you, how are you not able to find it using my email and my past email that I signed up for? Like, they had absolutely no way of tracing it back except for if I had the actual link to my profile. So, of course, you know, that's moot. So I ended up just signing up. And I was like, all right, what the hell? Like, let me just sign up for it so I can get on Facebook Marketplace one. And then maybe people can just re-tag me on whatever pictures we've had in the past. And like, maybe I'll salvage some of those. And that was like, I think last week. So in the past, like few days, you know how you get those notifications? Like, oh, you might know this person. You might know that person. So like a lot of people from my 700, 1200 friends that I used to have on Facebook are now popping back up. And people are like, oh, adding me. Oh, can you confirm this is your friend? This is your friend. And I'm just like looking through the list and I'm like, okay, yeah, I've spoken to this person recently. Okay, I'll add them. And then the next one is like, okay, I haven't talked to this person in like over 12 years. Like I really only knew them from that one time, from that one job. Like we weren't even really close to that back then. Should I really add them? And then like I would just skip it. And then the next one would just be like, okay, skip. This is a person that knew somebody else. Skip. Next one, skip. Next one, skip. Next thing I know, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people I don't really need on my Facebook. on my friends list. Yeah. Right?
I feel like this podcaster came out like 10 years ago. I think people 10 years ago realized this. You know? It's like, that's why they canceled all their a certain segment of the population has canceled their Facebook. I'm one of them. I canceled mine like 10 years ago. This is the realization. I was like, I don't know these people.
I stopped posting on Facebook. I don't even know how long ago. Like everything that I post on there is just through my Instagram feed. But like everything that I posted beforehand when I did use Facebook is gone. Like all these pictures that I had that I don't have backed up, it's on Facebook. And I was kind of relying on that to forever be around. And like, I never expected that I would get hacked and have my Facebook deleted. I mean, partially my fault too. Like I waited a little bit too long before I really tried to get it back. So yeah, I mean, but it is.
Why would you want it back? The thing happened.
The pictures.
I don't know. You have other ways of you have a cloud, right? You can say pictures that way.
No, but this is like in the 2000s when you used to like upload like, I don't know, like a digital file that took like 20 minutes to upload into your computer to the upload onto really, Facebook.
My whole thing is like, if it was really important, the photo was really important, the people were really important, you would have constant.
I would have backed it up.
Backed it up, but have constant contact with them anyway. So it's not that big deal. True. I backed out. I left Facebook like at least what 15 years ago. I don't miss it at all. It's fine. The only time the only kind of regret I have is like when I don't know anybody's birthday anymore. But it's like it's not that big a deal.
I mean, that's what Instagram is for. Somebody's gonna greet them on their story, and then that's gonna get reposted. Then you can just see that, and then greet them on that day.
Yeah.
And if you I miss it, then whatever. It's not a big deal anymore.
My official position is Facebook and fuck ass. No.
They really do. I'm so mad
because it's not worth it.
And they have to get verified and everything, and they still couldn't verify it.
It's just it's just harvesting your information. Something like that. That's all it is.
Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, like the main reason I wanted to get back on it was to get on Facebook Marketplace, just so like I can buy more crap that I don't need. But like, you know, you find interesting stuff there. It's better than a vintage store. But yeah, that's what I did this week. I am not friending every single person out there anymore. I'm just not even some relatives. Like I'm seeing some relatives on there. I'm like,
I've been on TikTok for like a month now. I've had many opportunities to add Mike and Anna and most extreme ranking challenges. You know what? I pass on all. You know what? I don't need this.
Because you don't want us ruining your algorithm.
I think pass. That's all right. Some random middle-aged white guy joined my TikTok for some reason. I don't know. Can I delete that? Can I unfollow? And I have him unfollow me. He's like, what was
you going probably on? Sniffed the butt stuff somewhere. Yeah. And it led to you.
my reason for joining TikTok, the reason I joined Instagram, I was just like creep on women and stuff like that. That's what I'm here for, man. Come on, man.
Like I said, he creeped on the butt stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the farting stuff, man? Anyway.
I'm a little jealous of Ruthie with trying to restart Facebook. Kinda. Because, I mean, I abandoned Facebook myself. I haven't been using it quite a lot at all, really. It's just there because I use Facebook Messenger with certain people. And I don't go on the posts. I don't look at what other people say because it's so toxic. So freaking toxic. Yeah. But because all people do is complain. There's nothing but complaints. And then
Spread misinformation.
Or spread misinformation. Exactly. So I just avoid Facebook altogether. But the whole thing with Facebook and friending people and people asking you to be friends or whatever, it does become that whole thing where it's like if I don't respond to their friend requests, you know, they might think, you know, a certain way about me, or if you unfollow somebody, they unfollow me, blah 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 blah.
Or so like they'll drama. Message you nonstop, and it's like, dude, we don't really need to talk.
Yeah, so much drama.
Why are you messaging me?
Yeah, so much drama. I do not miss Facebook. It's like, yeah,
it's to me, it's a dead app. That's for old people and stuff like that. It's for people who just
be a dead app.
It should
it's
be a like dead Friendster. App. But
it should in MySpace. It should just be gone. It should just disappear one day.
Hey now, MySpace did nothing wrong to you.
No, but I'm saying it's like
I mean, you know, like that's what happened. It kind of just like disappeared.
Haven't they been predicting Facebook going away for the past decade? And it's still there.
Still
like,
there.
Like, it's like, not going anywhere. Like young people are still using it, and I don't get that.
Young people?
Not young people. Older people.
I say young people. I say young people because the young people at my work, they use Facebook.
Do they use it, or are they just on it because of their parents?
No, they're using it because they're communicating with other people in Facebook as well.
I don't know, man. I don't know about this, man.
You know what else is posted there? Like sometimes apartments and like, you know, for young people with sublets or roommate situations and things like that. So that could be, that could be true.
I guess, but because I hear, because I'm not really into the whole work gossip and rumors or whatever. So something will happen or whatever. Oh, did you hear blah, blah, blah? Like, oh, no, what happened? Like, oh, yeah, it was on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not on Facebook. And you see, that's usually how the conversation goes.
Who uses Facebook as news source?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I have no idea what's going on.
No, I was talking about like people at work, like there's some kind of work drama thing, and it's posted on Facebook. And I didn't see it on Facebook because I'm not on Facebook.
But they had wall beef?
I don't know. But the point is that the fact that there are people like 20 years younger than me talking about a Facebook post that they're actually on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to tell you, but that's old.
I mean, 10 years ago when
20 people younger than you are old people. Man.
I asked a couple of young people that I worked with if they had, because like they were all sharing social media. They're like, do you have Instagram? I'm like, no. I said, do you guys have Facebook? And they're like, ew, that's for old people. Yeah, I was like 29, and they called me old.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you, man. People in their late 20s are old people, man. I have no idea.
I'm talking about people who are young 20s.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I like to see the numbers. Facebook is very powerful. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It's very profitable for certain demo. Yeah, I'm talking about like my nephew's generation. I don't think any of them are on Facebook and stuff.
Like I said, the young people in my workplace, which are obviously over 18 or 18 and up, right?
They're old people now.
They're on Facebook. Yeah. I wouldn't call them old people because
I would say that's, I don't know, it's anecdotal.
The thing is, like, I feel like the younger Gen Z, not the older Gen Z, because they're more like us millennials, but like the younger Gen Z, they're acting like boomers.
I would like to see some sort of data.
I agree with
you. I would like to Google
a report. They're having kids younger, they're getting married younger. They're stingy. They don't go out. They complain about everything. They complain about the weather. They just want to sleep and read a book. Like, is that not boomer behavior?
I don't know about any of this.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I protest this podcast.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna go there. All right, Anna.
Go there, Albert. Go there.
Go there.
I think this podcast is just old people complaining and stuff like that.
Pushing you.
I think it's just old people complaining. Just yelling at the clouds.
Anna, go ahead.
Damn you!
I'm on Facebook Marketplace now looking at things. Oh my God.
Do you see anything cute?
I did. I saw some paintings that I would want, but apparently a lot of people are purging their special edition books. So I find it so funny that they pay like $100 and now they're selling them for $20. Like,
what are you talking about?
Dumb people. No, because there's subscription boxes for books. Their Owl Crate or Fairy Loot or whatever, where they give you like a special edition of the book with art and whatnot. A bunch of junk, and people pay like $150 a month for it. And now people are. I see a lot of posts of people purging their collections. So I think it's funny because I hate the special edition, exclusive edition book trend that's been happening for the past 5 years. But anyways, what was I going to talk about? I have two things to talk about, but I think one of them might anger some people because it's stupid.
Now yeah. I'm curious.
I think it would make you mad, Albert. Me? I don't know why. I don't know. Because it's a dumb correlation. So over the weekend, I was watching, I started rewatching the John Wick movies. I did skip over the first 20 minutes of the first movie, just because I can't ever do that again. But anyways, I'm rewatching them. And like in the first movie, I was like, this movie is like, you know, it's an action movie. But the lore, there's so much lore. Like, it didn't have to be that good, but it's that good, you know? Like, you get, like, oh, you want to know about the hotel and the people and the rules and the cleaners and all that. So I was like, this is, like, very intricate for a very simple movie about a guy who's getting revenge on his car and his dog.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so then I'm like, you know what? This is what there's a book series that I've read, and it's a sci-fi book series. A romance one. I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of spicy scenes, but it doesn't have to go so hard on the lore, and it does, and it works. So I was like, John Wick, and the book series is called Ice Planet Barbarians. Like, they both are two very simple ideas, and they go so hard on the lore that I think it's pretty cool because. They're very simple, very easy, to the point, but they nail down something that even the most intricate like series or whatever, they try so hard to make so much lore, and these make it look so easy. And I think it's funny. And I'm on number, I just finished three today for John Wick. And I need to watch the last one, but I don't know. It's just something really amazing that I found about these two very different series outlets of media, but they both hit like that lore-tastic world, like world building. That
okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm five minutes into this. I don't know what the controversial part is.
I'm thinking like Albert's gonna be like thinking like that doesn't make any sense, and I'm like it doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make sense?
How can he have an opinion on a book series that he has never read? I'm assuming he hasn't read this book series.
No, he's never read it. No, yeah. My thought process was I'm being really dumb about my opinion. And normally when I say something dumb, Albert does a little questionable emoji.
Sure.
I'm just saying there's not enough specifics for us to kind of discuss and stuff like that.
No.
Again, I'm protesting this podcast. I would like to stricken from the record.
But this is my discussion point.
Yeah. And I object to it.
7 minutes of heaven that I can talk about anything I want to talk. Yeah. I thought that was a rule.
We should change the rules. I decided to become the villain of this podcast, by the way.
Okay. You were like all about it last season or last episode, and I'm not going to say. Anyways, so that leads into my second point. No, I'm just kidding. My other point is...
Wait, hold on. I actually do want to address what you're saying about the world building and mythology and blah, 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 blah. That is actually a lot more common than you may think, Anna. Like there's like so many properties out there that are desperate to have mythology and world building in their simple storyline. Most recently, Love Hurts, right? You guys watched that one is so desperate of like, look at the world building we're doing, look at all the characters we're doing, look at all the stuff. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, you guys are doing too much. You guys are doing way too much.
Like that's the right word. Desperate. They're desperate to make something out of nothing.
Correct.
But then there are some that like just nail it. Work.
Like John Wick, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because John Wick is able to distract you with his cool action sequences, right? And they're able to be and even the world building is simple enough. Like they toss it in there. They're not being overly like upfront about
it.
The mistake with some other movies like Love Hurts does is that they're being way too upfront about it. Look at our world building, you know, blah 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 blah. And it thinks too highly of itself. So it's like, I get it. Like anime does that all the time. Anime loves doing the world building thing, you know, and a lot of it is like, okay, it's too much. I think part of it too is because there's a lot of people who like to have knowledge. But they like to have useless knowledge. And I guess this goes with nerds. It's it's like the whole joke with Star Trek. Like Star Trek people know, Star Trek fans are like, they know the intricacy of that world and the rules of that world. But ask them like how the government works in the US and they'll have no idea. Right?
Yeah.
But they like having easy, digestible knowledge from fiction and learn that. But give them real world stuff and they're completely lost. You know, so I think that's part of the problem. Like a lot of people are too distracted with all this stuff now that they're not paying attention to the real world. So that's my tangent from your tangent.
That's true. Well, I mean, I just feel like I'm comparing a very sexy book series to a very action-y movie series. You know, it's like, oh, they shouldn't make sense, but they do.
But John Wick's pretty sexy, Anna. Come on.
You know, yes, I'm on movie three and I'm like, damn. But my second point of discussion for my 7 minutes of heaven is I have realized in the last 2 years that I have a chronic problem with losing the USB connectors to keyboards. So I have to constantly be buying new keyboards and new mouses because I lose the USB dongle. That's just my thing now.
Well, and I don't know. Don't you normally just like leave it in the computer?
Well, see, here's the thing. I will change it out because before when I used to work from home, I had my work laptop and my regular laptop, and I would just like, oh, I want to sit on the desk today, so I'm going to use this keyboard or whatnot. So I would used to just like remove them and move them to the new thing. And then as I'm, you know, taking it somewhere, I'll take the thing with me and go from there. But I think when I turned in my work laptop, I might have left my USB dongle for my keyboard and mouse in there. well, turning in the other one. And so that's one where I lost it. And then for the other ones, I'll take it out because I have an Apple laptop. So I only have I have a connector for it. And that connector only has a certain amount of USB ports. So I have to be taking one out and putting in another one. And that's how I lose things. So I think I'm on my fifth.
Too much work. Let me cut you off right here. It's too much work. Too much in and out. Too much pulling. Too much plugging in and out. Putting stuff into other stuff. It's too much work, man. Simplify stuff. At least, or buy one for each kind of place you might work at. You know what I mean? It also sounds like attention deficit syndrome problem. You know what I mean? Like, stay in one place. Focus on one thing. Come on.
You ever consider just getting using Bluetooth?
Yeah. Come on. Organize your life. Come on.
If the dongles are too much of a hassle because you're losing them, you may want to consider getting using Bluetooth instead.
I've said this a million times. Too much dongling. Too much pulling and pushing and pulling. You know what I'm saying?
Sexy.
Too many putting stuff into ports and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Get your hands off the ports. Stop going in and out.
Stop plugging
in and out.
Plugging out.
You know what I mean? Plugging stuff in, plugging stuff out. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't fit right. You got to get jammed in there and stuff like that. Stop it. You know what I mean? Too much work.
Plug and play.
Yeah, too much plug and play. Enjoy your life.
Maybe I should. Yeah. But I'm on my fifth keyboard, this will be my last keyboard I ever bought.
Yes, it'd be more cost effective just buy one keyboard for every computer, every kind of thing you have. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bluetooth.
Or how about we just bring back wired keyboards?
Bluetooth.
I mean, they have those.
That's like a new problem.
The output keeps changing, right? That's why, it's so annoying. Like, I just realized, I lost because my last job, they gave me a Mac, so then I got a Mac keyboard because I wanted it to match, and it just works better. Instead of using something that would work. So I got that, but then now I don't have that laptop anymore and I have my PC laptop. Now my Mac keyboard won't work with it. And now I'm thinking about getting a new keyboard just to match this one, just so I can use it whenever I need to use it. It's just but I do have a mouse that works for both a Mac and for PC. So, and everything that they're selling now on Amazon is a set. So I'm like, I don't want to end up with an extra mouse and it's just going to be sitting there and
too much.
I could have just bought a keyboard, but I had to buy the mouse with it.
Yeah, and if you just want to buy the keyboard, it's so much more expensive than if you bought the set.
Yes.
Why?
You have to just get the combo.
Stop it, you guys. Organize your life.
First world problems, I swear.
Too much pushing and pulling and stuff. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you need a diagram.
Yeah. There's too much going off the ports. You know what I mean?
Too many ports.
That's what I've said.
Too many holes to stick thing into.
Yeah.
It's part of, overconsumption, but I'm trying not to.
Sometimes you can't push everything into it,
But then what do I do with this keyboard and mouse that I can't use?
Yeah, donate it.
It's called e-waste.
Yeah, e-waste. Go to your local church.
You can't return it anymore.
It's been over a year when I bought it. Mm,
so it still works or it doesn't?
It would work if I had the USB dongle.
Yeah, too much dongling.
Too much dongling.
I know. And Mac makes it impossible that they don't have the port. So you have to get the connector adapter.
I have so many adapters now. Yeah, too many adapters. Not enough dongles.
Yeah, not enough dongling.
dongling to the left, dongling to the
right. You got to push it in, push it out. I don't know what's going on. You got to put, does it fit there?
It's so funny how some words turn as 12 again. Dongle.
All right. There you go. All right. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Blue Sky, Blue Temperature. I can't talk anymore. You can find this podcast, you can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can, this is Ruthie. You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMNGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or by the show Must
Extreme. They can find you in your room just dongling stuff. You know what I mean? That's where they can find your ass. Just dongling. Plugging it in. Does it fit?
It was the floor was mine to talk about whatever I want. Yeah.
Music has been provided. We're so right throughout this one. Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whatwordswhy.com. Before we go, let's give our 30 listeners some recommendations for this week. John Ming, you were first in chat. You go first.
Oh, Concave was a great movie from last year, and everyone should watch it. But recently they did a lot. That's not my recommendation necessarily.
But people should watch it.
Yeah, people should watch. It's a great movie. They did a live reading of Concave, the script, and it was introduced by the writer and director. And the people they brought out to do the live reading were all kind of like comedic actors and stuff like that. Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, Ael Abrilia from The Bear, Jason Mendoogus, that's his name. Pat Oswalt. So all these comedic actors came out and kind of read the Concave script and stuff like that. And the reason, and you can find it on YouTube, the full 2-hour reading, but you can find the highlights on TikTok and also YouTube and stuff like that. The reason I recommend it is it's just interesting to see, after you watch Concave, it's interesting to see how a script can be kind of flipped on its ear or just also interpreted in a different way by having different actors, especially comedic actors. So it's really interesting to watch it that way and stuff, watch it that way and stuff like that. So yeah, Concave, a live reading. Good times.
Is that on it is. I just looked it up.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
YouTube. Oh, yeah. Focus Features actually releasing this. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the promotion for Concave and stuff like that. I guess that's why the writer and director came out and stuff. It's a sponsored thing. The writer director of the movie came out. The whole thing is on YouTube. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but you can get highlights on YouTube, highlights on TikTok. It's really good. It's really funny.
Yeah,
really interesting.
The link is in the show notes, listeners, if you want to check that out. But you should watch the movie. Great movie. All right, Anna, you go next.
For recommendations,
I
would like to recommend the John Wick movies. No, I'm just kidding.
Again,
yes,
we've been recommending the John Wick movie for several weeks now.
I know. We're all on John Wick kick. Wow. I would like to recommend this keyboard mouse set. No, it's really cool. It's like one of those mechanical ones. And I don't know how to type because I've been using it for a couple days and I'm making so many typos. But it's really cute. It's pink and white. And
what's the brand? What's the name?
Can I share it with you to put it on the show notes?
Listeners, it'll be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes. Yeah. It's from the Zon. And I spent like an hour going through all these. So this is the one I settled on because it was on sale for $20. But it's one of those cute, like aesthetic ones that you see on
with like the round keyboard.
Yeah.
The round keys.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. And it makes so much noise. It's so
loud. It's very clickable. It's like the retro. It's the retro looking thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the one like you see, is the one you see in the Instagram ads? Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's loud AF.
All right. And Ruthie?
I had it in front of me. What was I going to recommend again? Why does this always happen to me?
You have it in front of you. Okay.
I had it and I was scrolling, then I forgot. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with my brain?
You were going to recommend...
Recommend
a thing.
Something. I told you guys this. Why?
Remember? Oh yeah, you did. I didn't write it down. Sorry.
I have it right here. I have three things here that are the for whatever reason it's been in my show notes for a while now. And I think it's came from on YouTube. The Offer, watching Paramount Plus. You also get
That's a good one.
You also got here shopping cart with two storage crates, multi-use two-tier collapsible cart. Whose is that?
Oh, that was mine too. That was a really good one too.
And there's also the nail glue viral Sally Beauty, whatever.
That's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay. All right. So.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one too. But that just reminded me that's none of what I was going to recommend.
Of course.
I'm going to recommend something. I don't know what you were going to recommend.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs are so expensive these days.
It's funny because eggs used to be like poor people food, like you know, not poor people food,
but right, like, now it's like rich people food. It's like luxury you got organic eggs too. You got the extra large brown eggs. It's not the white eggs, like
right now you are a provider right there. I will
right
yes, thank you very much.
You know? Right. Like, you got it. So a friend of mine. So my recommendation, actually, first recommendation would be, well, should I tell the story first or should I'll go with the story first? So I saw one of my friend's Instagram stories. She has a farm. The
podcast. Okay, boy.
It's a post story podcast recommendation / it's related. So she posts a story about her. She has a ton of chickens. She has like 20 chickens upstate. She still has an apartment here in New York, but she goes upstate for most of the week to take care of her animals up there. And she was posting about eggs. And I'm like, girl, please, next time you come down, can I buy some eggs from you? And she goes, yeah, I'll bring you a ton next time I'm back in the city. So I guess recommendation number one, find a friend who has a farm with chickens, mm-hmm. or start cultivating chickens. Mm-hmm. Two, I've just been shopping around. Like, Trader Joe's absolutely, like, usually has really cheap eggs, but now they're just completely sold out all the time. I know Costco has a whole thing where they're limiting, I think, 3 cartons per family. But every once in a while, I do find, and I hate that I'm recommending this because it's Amazon and Jeff Bezos and all that, but once in a while, I do find reasonably priced eggs on Amazon Fresh. So keep an eye out if you guys need eggs.
Huh. I'm curious now.
Yeah, they actually are. I've mm-hmm. noticed that. But and I'm like, well, dang, well, I guess I should buy eggs from there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because they're not paying his workers a fair wage and stuff like that. They're paying bottles. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I'm looking at Amazon Fresh for 1 dozen grade AA eggs. It's $7.69.
Yeah,
that's all right.
This one is easier. Is a dozen from a California Ranch Fresh.
I think Costco's 24 for the same price though.
Well, yeah, Costco's reasonably priced. That's for sure. You just
Costco's just a little bit below market value.
Look at this, Amazon Fresh six count is. It's $2.59.
Yeah, see?
Available tomorrow by 9 a.m. if you want it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to an Amazon Fresh grocery store?
Nope.
No.
Did it still exist?
I think it's on Amazon to go.
It's so cool. It's like shopping in the future.
Is it the same as an Amazon to go where you just walk in and you walk out?
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought they got rid of that.
Yeah. It's really, really
cool. I thought they got rid of that.
There's one in Irvine and there's one here on Poway, but I've been to the Irvine one.
Ooh.
It was a shopping experience. Like, they don't have a lot, which makes sense because when I'm shopping Amazon Fresh online, there's really not big selection. But they have some good deals and it's pretty cool. Like, just as I'm putting things in my cart, I know what it's going to cost. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And I don't have to go through people. You know, I just put it in my cart, walk out, throw it in my car and leave.
All right.
That's pretty cool. I'm surprised that not more stores can do that.
Okay. I know. The less human interaction I need to have at the grocery store, the better.
Yeah, because I know I'm being judged when I'm trying to pack my tote bags. They just like stop and wait for you to finish packing so that they don't mix up the groceries. And it's like, yeah, you can just put a bar in the middle so that you don't mix up the groceries between me and the next person, you know? Like, why are you waiting for me to finish?
I know, like, stop looking at me. I'm like, the eater of this.
So. Seriously, I want to pack it properly with the heaviest on the bottom where it makes sense on the top. Like, leave me alone.
Too much anxiety going to the grocery store, man. I hate the judgment. And then I like looking at people's carts and be like, oh, so what are you? Who are you? What are you doing?
What are you cooking today?
Yeah. Mostly like at the guys' carts, it's always funny what they have in there.
I know.
Like wine, steak,
bacon,
one apple.
Are we still on? Is this still part of the show?
It's ladies' night, gentlemen. It's ladies' night.
Good lord.
Yes, what do you recommend, Albert? It is now next week. Oh, yeah.
We forgot about Albert.
All right. So normally, like
Cobra Kai.
I said,
Cobra Kai?
By the way, we should also bookmark that. We should add that to the list of like,
oh my God,
when we do grocery shopping.
Yes. When we go with Cobra Kai? Cobra Kai?
So listeners, if you listened to the previous episode, I was going to talk about Cobra Kai for an after credits, but the three of them are forcing me to use it as my recommendation for this week.
Because it didn't make sense in the ending credits.
It's just a simple talk. Whatever. Anyways, as you guys have probably noticed, I don't normally do movies or TV recommendations in the recommendations anymore because everybody else got it covered. This week, however, eggs keyboard and a YouTube read thing. I guess it falls on me not to do the movies and TV recommendation. I'm just going to do TV. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai just had a series finale and it's really good. If you grew up with Karate Kid, this is definitely the show for you. The whole thing's available. Love the show. And in a very emotional way and a very poignant way. And the arc of this series fascinated me because I should have seen it coming, but I didn't. But there's a reason why this show is called Cobra Kai and not Miyagi-Do. And I always had like an opinion on why they're trying to popularize Cobra Kai because of the background that they had in the past. But by the end of the series, it's completely justified. Justifies itself without spoiling anything. Love this series. Go watch Cobra Kai. Another thing I've been watching recently is Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. It's the new cartoon on Disney Plus. And it's a different take on the Spider-Man origin story. And I thought they did a really good job with this, actually. They're doing a really good job. It's shockingly only 10 episodes long. And I believe by the time you listen to this, it would have been done already. All 10 episodes would be released. Because they've been releasing like multiple episodes a week, which is shocking to me.
Like 3 a week.
Yeah, it's a little much. Like just give me like 1 or 2 a week. I think I'll be okay. So, yeah. And it's really good. I've been really enjoying it. Different dynamics, different characters that you normally don't see in the Orange Story. And yes, there are some race swapping that they've been doing. But
that's like wokeness to me.
Not
according to me. According to the actual voice actor.
Yeah, according to the guy who plays Spider-Man, like, oh, I didn't want it to be woke and uncomfortable. Like, dude, you're
most
Spider-Man.
Most woke show I've seen in my life. It's literally the most woke stuff. You got gay people, you got black people swapping for white people. It's the most woke thing. And I don't, just to be perfectly clear, I don't mean woke as a pejorative and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Exactly. I love wokers. I embrace the wokers. And I'm injecting myself into Albert Pitt over here. But I've not seen the last 3 episodes, but I've seen the previous 6, I think, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I enjoyed it much more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Because I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I thought the animation was kind of wonky and stuff like that. But looking at it, seeing it in the episode as it flows, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not wonderful, but it's really good. I appreciate the approach. It's basically if Stan Lee and Steve Ditko, especially Steve Ditko's art, was transported mm-hmm. from back in the day to here. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're doing contemporary Steve Ditko art and stuff like that, which I really kind of appreciate and admire. There's one story element that they changed. Big change, huge change.
Lots of changes.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll figure it out. But anyway, that's the one big change I'm thinking. But the other stuff, I love. I love the fact it's. I don't want to spoil too much. I love the fact that it's a big cast. I love the fact that it's what do you call it? The story's really strong. I love the wokeness of it and stuff like that. And the thing I love most about it, besides the one big change, is the fact that it just relies so much on the Stan Lee, Steve Ditko backbone and stuff like that. There's just something about Peter Parker coming of age of being trying to be Spider-Man and try to go on, you know, have a personal life and balancing schoolwork that just works and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It worked 60, 70 years ago. It works today and stuff like that. And I just love it. It's a really good show.
Yeah, I went in like you. I went in with low expectations and I'm coming out of it like this is actually a really good Spider-Man show. And another thing of note of the show is that, and I think Ruthie might be curious about this, is that Queens and Brooklyn and, you know, these are actual quote unquote characters of the show. They actually acknowledge where they are. And I kind of dug that. You know, so, cause I mean, in previous Spider-Man iterations, it's just a city. You know, yeah, it's New York, but it's just a city. This one, I feel like they're really trying to make the city a character in its own. So I appreciated that.
I like the fact that they kind of rely on very, not even like C-list, like very much low-tier Marvel comic book characters that are not usually part of...
His origin story.
Yeah, Peter's origin story and stuff like that. I like that and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
It's a really good show.
It's a really good show. Another show that I've been watching, people will argue it's not a very good show, but it's very compelling, is Paradise. Now, I don't want to say too much about Paradise. It does involve... what's his face? James Marsden as the U.S. president. It does involve him, and in many ways the show is a little cheesy, but And a lot of people who talk about Paradise would keep going about how shocking the end of the first episode is. And I had to watch it to see exactly how shocking it is. And okay, I can see why people would say that. But I'm still watching it. I'm not quite caught up to where it's at right now. But it's on Hulu. If you're considering... See, I don't want to spoil too much. But yeah, if you want to check it out.
I've heard nothing about the ending, so I'm...
Yeah, people have been really good about keeping it quiet. Except
I'm saving it to binge it. It's one of the same people that made This Is Us.
This Is Us, yeah. Because I never saw This Is Us, but from what I heard from This Is Us is that the episode ends with like, oh my God, I got to see the next episode now.
Yeah.
And it does the same exact thing.
I saw the first season of This Is Us and I cried like a
little Isn't bitch. This Is Us like really, really long? Like how many episodes?
It's really long. Yeah, like five seasons.
Yeah, but that's the old day where we had like multiple seasons.
Yeah, network TV and stuff. I saw the first season's very much like melodrama, very much makes you cry like a little bitch and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, but this one
same people.
This one does have a mystery and the mystery itself is compelling. I'm definitely watching more of it. I don't say it's high quality TV in terms of like prestige, but it's entertaining, I thought. A show that is considered prestige and high quality. And
so you don't recommend movies and TV shows, but you saved all of the stuff for this recommendation.
I know.
You emptied the gun.
Recommendation after recommendation.
Yeah. I'm sorry, right. What?
Never mind.
Just oh, yeah. You're right. I normally don't recommend movies and TV shows, and I'm putting it all over here. So there. I'll go back to my regular.
You're not saving anything for later. So
no, I'm definitely not.
Go ahead. No, I enjoy this.
Just another call out to Severance. Severance, first season was a great season of Severance. I think the quality dropped a little bit for second season, too. And see, you guys agree with me, too. Okay.
I'm falling asleep mid-episode. It's becoming really, really hard to focus. Weird, yeah. It's just the pacing is just so slow. I think this last episode finally picked up a little bit.
Yes, but I agree.
But it's still like... Okay, come on. Like, I feel like you guys have reached the climax and like, we're still teetering towards like actually getting into it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the reason why it's falling off is because they're embracing the mystery more than the characters. And a lot of the diehard Severance fans will say, oh, this show is all about it's more about the characters than the mystery. And yet this season, it seems to be it's more about the mystery than the characters. And I kind of wanted to flip it back. And the most recent episode, from a few days ago, I guess February 13 or whatever, or 14.
14, yeah, Friday. Yeah,
that one was the one where like, oh, more character than mystery. This is what I liked. Because, I mean, the previous episode ended in a huge, huge plot
cliffhanger.
And I was not interested. I wasn't excited to see the next episode. I'm like, okay, that happened. But then I finally watched it today, actually, before I recorded. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is the quality that I've been looking for. So I'm still down to recommend Severance, especially if you haven't seen the first season. Watch it,
I have two points about Severance. Number one, this is a good argument for binge watching. Just save all these episodes. If you have problems with the pacing of episode, just save it to all of it. Just binge all of it at the once at the end. So number two, I'm proud to say I gave up on Severance first four episodes of the first season. I watched the first four episodes. I'm like, this is white people shit, man. You know what I mean? This is white people stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that, Javi.
Oh, I lost myself at work. Oh, I can't find myself. Who am I at work? You know what? If you're just a chick, they don't want to be sexually harassed. Black people don't want to be called the N-word and stuff like that. Those are real problems. This is white people problems. Oh, I don't know who I am.
I'll tell you this, Javi. I'll tell you this, Javi.
I've been paid lots and lots of money. I don't know who I am. I will. Existential crisis.
Javi.
Am I more worth than anything else?
Javi.
Is it true?
There, white people. No,
that is mostly true, yes. But there is a plot line this season that addresses the race thing. So,
yeah. You know what? Trans people don't want to get killed. I don't want to get fired for no reason. Why do you think of that? Make that TV show. How about that? You know what I mean?
And my last recommendation, because I'm going to go on a movie TV hiatus again on recommendations, is Invincible. I mentioned it multiple times already, but Invincible, still a fantastic show. One of the best shows on TV right now. You should check it out. Invincible on Prime Video. Okay, there we go then. We did it again. Should I do a movie as well? Is that how it's supposed to go?
It's a good movie. Let me see if I approve of the movie.
You set the format, Albert.
I set the format. The last good movie I really watched was I checked out The Gorge on Apple TV Plus. How was it? I liked it more than I thought I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It actually they released it on Valentine's Day. And I can see why, because there's actually a very strong romance angle to it.
It's and, the,
what mean, it's boy a, meets girl across a demonic gorge. I mean, you know, what's more romantic than that?
Yeah, but I was surprised at how much there is actually a true horror element to the show.
Well, it's like, Scott Derrickson.
Yeah, Scott Derrickson. I know. So it's like I thought maybe this is Scott Derrickson's movie where he doesn't lean on that more, but nope, it's still there. So, but yeah, I was pretty charmed by the movie and I liked it. And Anya Taylor-Joy and Miles Teller, you know, they make a cute couple, you know, even so. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would, but, I would argue that I would probably watch The Gorge more than I would Captain America and you were also there.
Damn. Anything and forgive me if I don't know if there's any scandal surrounding Miles Teller or anything like that.
There is. Yeah.
But he, I mean, okay.
Ruthie. Oh, we should watch Backstreet Boys.
Listen, a lot of people still would.
Yeah, but
no, yeah. But he's really an underrated actor, I feel.
I think he's underrated, but he's not.
I think he's properly. I don't think there's any difference between this brunette white guy than other brunette white guys. What's between the guy who starred in Ready Player One, the guy who starred Baby Boy? You know what I mean?
I thought they were all the same.
That's what I'm saying.
I changed the bag. I kind of agree with Jamming on that, and I'm looking at the roles he plays, and they are mostly the same. So clearly his agent knows, like, okay, this is the kind of movie that you could do. You know, his agent is like, I don't want to push it too much. So yeah. this is the kind of movie you can do. So yeah, he's good at what it does. How about that? He's good at what it does.
It works what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm not curious about that movie. I'll check it out.
He can't push the envelope too much.
Yeah, just you know, it's not like the highest quality movie, Jumping. It's just it's fine. It's perfectly entertaining. But
it's got to be better than the last Apple TV movie I saw, which is the Wolf. Mike.
Oh, actually, I nearly saw Wolves.
You're not missing much.
You know, out of all the Apple TV movies that I have seen so far, there's only been two that I really liked, and that was Coda.
For a second, I thought you said Apple Teeny instead of Apple TV.
Yeah, Apple TV Plus have released several movies by now, and the only ones I have liked is Coda and now The Gorge. So there's two.
And to be fair, Coda was something they bought. That's not something that they developed. Gorge would be the only Apple TV.
Well, there we go. Apple TV developed movie. The Gorge. That's the first one I like. There we go.
All right. I gotta go take a piss, guys.
All right. This was episode 847 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who With Worst Part Protection. Wow, Jamming wasn't kidding. He's just gone in the chat.
But also, see, we told you it's just gonna flow.
No, because he can't really flow unless you, like, kick in an actual topic first. Because, I mean, it could have just ended up with me going, like, so, what's up?
You know, that kind of thing. I mean, you could.
That's not my style. I like things having a format.